Next, we'll hear from Miami head coach Charlie Coles. Coach Coles, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for holding on the line and giving us your time today. Talk about what you've learned about your team during the non-conference portion of your schedule. And just as you look ahead to conference play, you guys take on Akron this Saturday. Just you know, what your thoughts on as you head to the conference season.
Well, first of all, and this is the last time I'll mention it, but, you know, we've had some disappointing losses early on, and I think a lot of those losses had to do with the fact that three of our guys that we thought we would have this year, Orlando Williams and Allen Roberts, our second and third leading scorer, come back. Allen's getting operated on, and Orlando has transferred due to some off-court reasons. And Bill Edwards, our transfer, is not going to be with us this year. And so with that being said, I'm really happy with who I've got to work with. Our team seems to have a great attitude. We've stumbled. But we've also played some good teams, and but we've lost a couple at home that we thought that we probably shouldn't have lost. But that's sort of how it goes. I will say this for all the people who have said that the MAC is down. It's never been better than it is now. And as I observe around the league. In the East, we might be the only weak link in the East. And then you have some up-and-coming teams, Western and Ball State, and I haven't seen Toledo yet, but Toledo looks like they're a whole lot better. Central is playing pretty good basketball. So this should be a phenomenal, phenomenal year in our league, and nobody should be saying anything about rankings or anything like that. This league is good. There's some teams that can beat any mid-majors in the country and some majors, and they've already proven that. So with that being said, we're looking forward to the MAC season to start. It's always a lot of fun because it's always challenging. Whereas we're trying to get in on the fun, and it's going to be a steep challenge for us, but we welcome it anyway. And Akron is a very good team as usual, and got a lot of players as usual. And we'll be waiting on them on Saturday.
Thank you very much. If you have a question for Coach Coles, please press star one at this time.
The first question comes from Mark Vindar, Columbus Dispatch.
Hello.
Yeah, Coach. I'm calling with with regard to the MAC tournament changes. And your team is the best proof that you don't have to have a top seed to storm through the bracket and get to the championship game. I think you did it 5 straight years. You made a championship game. Is that possible now with the way things are now? Because the teams that aren't seeded had the potential to meet a team that's just been sitting there waiting.
I think it's possible. Now, don't forget this. If you're a first or second place team and the third or fourth place team plays the night before, and you're playing on a neutral court, I don't know if you have an advantage. They've played, and on that court, and you haven't played on that court yet. What I would have liked to seen is, I don't know. I think this could be an advantage. For maybe Kent, Akron, who don't have to drive that far and have good crowds at those games. You know, it's like a home game to them. I think you can still get in there. because again, the first and second place team will not have played on that floor until Friday. Now, if we really want to give the team the advantage, and that's the reason why I'm a little puzzled, because I say, let's just do like the Horizon League. If we're going to go halfway, let's just get that home team, home court advantage, the winner home court advantage the whole way, if we're going to do what we're doing, because I still see a third or fourth place team winning that game the night before, coming in there not tired, and then that first or second place team is getting used to the surroundings and getting knocked off. So I still think it's possible.
Well, Coach, the argument for having the winning team host the tournament is just the demographics. I mean, you'd probably have to need every school in the MAC would probably have to chip in 48 hours to throw that thing together real fast.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. If we're gonna go one way, let's go all the way with that. You know what I mean? I'm sure that those guys that are listening to me now that have already taken the trophy home, I'm sure they would say, yeah, let's do that. I think it could be an improvement in getting our best teams in, but I still think in our league, I still think a 7 or 8 seed can get hot and win that thing.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from John Wagner, Toledo Blade newspaper.
Good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Will you talk a little bit about what you've learned about your team through this kind of a meat grinder of a non-conference schedule?
Well, I've learned, number one, that we weren't ready for it. That's the first thing. You know, when we played against Dayton and Xavier, we had a guy on the team that's not with us anymore, and he had 2 big contributions. So I learned that we needed some work. Now, our last game against Vanderbilt, we had fun playing. We had a lot of guys contributed that I didn't think could contribute. I mean, they surprised me, and I'm going to tell them that today because we were off yesterday, that, boy, that was a good thing. So I think I've learned that we've got a lot of improvement to do. But as I've told our guys, I enjoy coaching our guys every minute of every time we practice on the floor in the locker room. For this group here is really caught my heart. And I know we got a lot of work to do. We got so much work to do. But I think I'm going to enjoy trying to do this much work with these guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question. If there's any further questions, please press *1 for Coach Coles.
And we are awaiting more questions.
All right, Coach, if there's nothing else out
okay.
there, let you go, and the best of luck this conference season.
Yeah, and good luck to everybody. Okay, thank you very much.